and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. You, happy Men's History Month, by the way. Happy Men's History Month. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, an amazing one. How have you treated yourself all of your life? How have you treated yourself all of your life? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever you're doing, because we are heard around the world, so different time zones, and you may be busy, and you're like, I can't sit and watch it. I'm a podcast. You can podcast the show. But you can also still listen live on your phone. Your phone. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. So, it is Friday. Believe it or not, and they came fast. What's up? Friday is Open Line Friday. You know, like, get it off your chest Friday. Express yourself Friday. / because we love the blacks. / Black Friday. That was it. And this is now.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Ask. Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey.
What?
What's wrong with the blacks? First you love me, then you hate me. I have an assignment I want to give y'all. I think I'm going to do it in the second hour, so. Somebody remind me, my producer or someone. But I want to remind you that it is a spiritual thing. It's not physical. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you're not fighting against the body, but against spirits and principalities and wickedness in high places. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And the sooner you realize that, the sooner you will become free. But if you don't realize it, you will never, ever, ever be free. And you were all, we were all meant to be free. So this is the last day of the month? No? This is Men's History Month. And I have my Men's History Month recognition moment. My Men's History Month moment. And I got this from News Channel 5. My Men's History Moment is co-founder of Cracker Barrel, Tommy Lowe. Tommy Lowe. And Tommy is the founder of Cracker Barrel. And Tommy explained why it's so dumb that they tried to change the Cracker Barrel sign. And Tommy Lowe is in his 90s from the old school. And this was, it was like the mentality of men and women from the old school. Lowe said, the best thing the barrel can do is keep it country. And this, here's the founder explaining the origin of Cracker Barrel. Watch this from News Channel 5.
You gotta have some hog jaw in the beans.
At 93 years old, Tommy Lowe clearly remembers opening the very first Cracker Barrel.
On September the 19th, 1969, I went out, that was Monday morning, I went out and unlocked the door. And the people just came in.
It was a partnership between two friends, Dan Evans and himself, an old country store and restaurant along with a filling station. They just needed a little backing.
And it took forever to find 10 guys to put up $10,000.
So back then, Cracker Barrel wasn't a sure bet.
Oh, it wasn't a bet at all.
But as we all know, some 600 stores later, it did pay off.
Old school. When boys were boys and men were men. Amazing, huh? The founder explained what made Cracker Barrel successful.
When Cracker Barrel started, and you had this idea from visiting this old general store, what were the tenets of your business that you thought would make it successful?
Well, it was just a country store, so country people.
You can see that in one of Lowe's cherished heirlooms.
This is the original menu.
Yeah, there's a country boil of $1.95.
And you can almost taste that country cooking.
We served a center-cut piece of country ham on there with three eggs and grits and hash browns and biscuits and jelly and gravy.
All trademarks of Cracker Barrel, just like Uncle Herschel on the company's logo, until a brand refresh took a bite out of the barrel.
Amazing. I could see myself at 9, 10 years old walking into a Cracker Barrel right now. It's hot down in Alabama. And I have my short pants. Because it's hot, you walk into a Cracker Barrel, and you have that ham, those grits, some over-easy eggs, homemade biscuit. Oh, my God. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. But all y'all hear about is racism, slavery, how bad it was. And it just wasn't true. Just wasn't true. Derek said, walk in front of the back door, through the back door. Not true, buddy. I went in through the front door. Amazing. They don't make them like this anymore. So they asked the founder about his thoughts on the new Cracker Barrel logo. Here's what he had to say about it.
Logo rolled out the other day.
Oh, that's crazy. That's nothing. That's a bland nothing. It's pitiful.
Do you think she knows the story of Cracker Barrel?
I don't think so. I heard she was a Taco Bell, but what's Taco Bell know about a Cracker Barrel? And country food. And the food is something that you need to work on. Spending $700 million to do that is all I've been doing. I'm just throwing money out the street.
Has she ever stopped by and said hello?
I don't have any idea who she is.
And she doesn't have any idea who you are?
No.
Amazing, huh? What the... Why don't you leave well enough alone? That's my man, Men History Month moment. Tommy Lowell, the founder of Cracker Barrel. And he's right. And that country food, I don't know what it's like now since I've been there in a minute. It was so good. Though I remember Mama making some grits and over easy egg with ham, homemade biscuit, and some syrup on it. A little honey or syrup. Good. Cracker Barrel had that. And these females trying to change it because they have no clue as to what they're doing. They went to school. I don't know these females, but they go to school, they learn how to do something that somebody told them, and there's no natural self-learning at all. What a sad way to live. I'm glad they put the cracker back in the barrel. That's amazing. He's still alive, 90-something. Amazing. Amazing. Do you want finance freedom, financial freedom? Some people like having their own business, some don't. There's nothing wrong with it. With it, as long as you have a job, because you can take the money you earn and do whatever you want, right? But there are people who like having their own business. This is a 22-year-old CEO and skipped a work-life balance and said it paid off. I haven't seen this yet. My producer told me about it this morning in the meeting. So I haven't seen it yet. This CEO said that he skipped a work-life balance and it paid off. I don't even know what that means yet. Even though Derek explained it to me, I'm black and slow. It didn't really make sense to me yet. So I got to watch it too to see what it means. This is, oh, by the way, I didn't forget to give my applause to my Tommy Lowell Man History Moment person, guy, man, amazing. So this is the 22-year-old CEO who talked about how he skipped a work-life balance. So Fox News set up Socia A Marketing Agency. Founder discusses balancing personal life with professional life while trying to achieve financial success. Watch it from Fox News.
22-year-old Amil Barr says ditching work-life balance entirely in college paid off. The Miami University alum spent less than 4 hours sleeping and more than 12 hours on his business. Now he has two companies valued at more than $20 million. Amil Barr joins us now. Amil, loved your op-ed. Tell me how you did it.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of sacrifice, and it wasn't easy, and that's not necessarily something everyone wants to hear. But the truth is, to have extraordinary achievements, I think you have to make extraordinary sacrifices.
All right, so what was your motivation behind this?
I saw folks like Elon, you know, that slept on factory floors to build Tesla, and like people like Kobe Bryant, you know, that trained at 4 a.m. even on the off season.
Yeah.
And so I made those same decisions to grow my business.
And what kind of reaction are you getting online?
It's been very ranged. You know, you have a lot of people sort of commenting publicly on social media. I like to call them corporate Karens, that maybe are a little bit frustrated that their early 20s, they weren't able to reach financial freedom. But I've also had a wave of just private messages from everyone from billionaires that I've met like very briefly in past that have read it, to, you know, just first-generation immigrants or other young entrepreneurs that have privately reached out to me and said someone needed to say it.
Interesting. What do you think about that, Nick? The anchor baby.
It's one of those things. It's one of those filters in life, maybe. What I mean is the work, I guess, that it takes to achieve some of these things. If you wanted to do it, you'd do it. Everybody who wants this work-life balance, they want that life. They're fine with being, I guess he'd call it mediocre. I don't know if he said it in that clip, but if you're someone who really wants that, I need to have a work-life balance. I need to have all my stuff. I have to have my Netflix and all my subscriptions. I'll finish my work. I'll only be there the time I'm supposed to be. Leave before 4. And you know, that's like the general public. I'm not even trying to judge here. It's just kind of speaking about what he said.
Derek, let me ask my other experts about this. This is interesting to me. And Derek and Hake, can you come to the studio for a minute? I know you guys are busy. I want to hear what my experts have to say about the work-life balance and what this guy has to say, what it takes to be financially stable, I guess. Balance, whatever. Success.
So he's 22.
That guy? Did you see a hate? That's all right.
Yeah.
Were you paying attention?
More or less.
Oh, okay. Yep. Do I need to replay it for you?
No.
Oh.
We do not want to see that large 22-year-old.
Hake is that guy 22?
Yeah.
Hake is the host of the HakeReport.com Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Pacific time. And an expert here on the Jesse Peterson Show. And then Derek, my producer, he's black, an expert here on the show, Jesse Peterson Show, and the Anchor Baby, the host of the American Anchor Baby, Monday through Thursday from 11 to 1, Friday from
12
to whatever, all day or 3 hours or 4 hours or whatever. Whenever he gets tired and just shut it down. So,
there we go.
Derek, I mean, yeah. Not Derek, but Nick, let's restate what you said about, play that again. I want, for those who are just tuning in, there was this CEO, 22-year-old CEO, who talked about skipping work-life balance, and it paid off. This is from Fox News. Set up Social, a marketing agency. Founder discussed balancing personal life with professional life while trying to achieve financial success. Watch this.
22-year-old Amil Barr says ditching work-life balance entirely in college paid off. The Miami University alum spent less than 4 hours sleeping and more than 12 hours on his business. Now he has two companies valued at more than $20 million. Amil Barr joins us now. Amil, loved your op-ed. Tell me how you did it.
Yeah. Well, it was a lot of sacrifice, and it wasn't easy, and that's not necessarily something everyone wants to hear. But the truth is, to have extraordinary achievements, I think you have to make extraordinary sacrifices.
All right, so what was your motivation behind this?
I saw folks like Elon, you know, that slept on factory floors to build Tesla, and like people like Kobe Bryant, you know, that trained at 4 a.m. even on the off season.
Yeah.
And so I made those same decisions to grow my business.
And what kind of reaction are you getting online?
It's been very ranged. You know, you have a lot of people sort of commenting publicly on social media. I like to call them corporate Karens, that maybe are a little bit frustrated that their early 20s, they weren't able to reach financial freedom. But I've also had a wave of just private messages from everyone from billionaires that I've met like very briefly in past that have read it, to, you know, just first-generation immigrants or other young entrepreneurs that have privately reached out to me and said someone needed to say it.
Amazing. So, Nick, what do you think about that?
I don't know if I really have a take, honestly, but I was thinking a few things. I'll just summarize here. I mean, he's telling you very clearly, he's saying, if you want this, focus on this. And he calls it financial freedom. And that can mean a lot of things to a lot of people, but let's just assume it means a $20 million company like him. And it's just like you need to make these sacrifices and spend all this time. I mean, different people spend time on different things. If you're someone who wants that work-life balance, you might not get that $20 million company like he's talking about. I mean, that's all I've taken from it. He's telling you how you can have this. And I think most would be filtered out of that because they'd want that work-life balance.
And do you want to? So is he saying that he doesn't have a work-life balance or he has one?
I think he's saying, at least at the time during building all this, he did not have a work-life balance.
Oh, okay. And so do you have a work-life balance?
No.
No?
No. And it's funny because so wherever, either the world or some, I got some idea that I should in some sense. But I don't really.
What's a work-life balance?
In my mind, it's you put a little time for work when you're supposed to. You put a little time for resting when you need to. You put time into play when you need to.
And he doesn't have that.
He said he did not.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Amazing. What do you think, Derek, about what he said?
I think it's pretty good. He's young. And I think a lot more young people should take advantage of their youth and really focus on something that's going to carry over into the next generation, like a business, maybe acquiring some land, and just whatever else, really just business, to keep it simple. And I think that's interesting. He said he only slept for 3.5 hours, like, I don't know if I could operate off 3.5 hours.
So. You can't. Ain't no way being black you're going to.
Yeah,
you,
I don't know.
You're not hardly going to get up after 3 hours or 5 hours.
But, I mean, I've started a business before, but.
And what happened to it?
It did its thing, but I went into it with another person. So it's like when you go into business with another person, you guys more than likely aren't going to. I mean, you'll start off on the same page, but after like a year or two.
Yeah. Yeah, I never liked that idea.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the fact he said he gave up the work-life balance? He didn't have a balance.
Yeah.
That's a good idea?
Yeah, that's good. He mentioned Elon Musk. I watched a documentary about Elon Musk. He didn't really sleep a whole lot. He slept in the office, just like a whole bunch of these billionaires that they claim, you know, they
Trump
claim they slept.
Trump doesn't sleep either here.
Yeah, I heard that too. So,
would you have a work-life balance or no balance?
Yeah, no balance. Just keep working until you're satisfied, I think, until you get the results that you want. So, yeah.
What do you think about what you said, Hake?
I really, I really like what he said.
What did he say?
He said that you make sacrifices to do what you want to do. And it's respectable. It's quite respectable.
You got to sweat by the brow.
You know, he made the point that a lot of immigrants are doing that.
They're
taking advantage of, like, the opportunities.
Like illegal aliens?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, normal immigrants.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Maybe some illegals do this too, but...
Do you do that?
No. Remember Andre?
Yes.
That's
oh,
him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Andre like that.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah, and then there's just people who have... who appreciate the opportunities. This is the land of opportunity, and they take advantage of that. And that guy's obviously... somebody in the chat pointed out he's Jewish. I'm like, oh, yeah, he is Jewish.
Emil, I didn't even think of that.
Emil Barr. And a lot of Jews...
Did you think of that, that he was Jewish?
A lot of Jewish families...
I don't understand why that's the first thing go to people's mind, but go ahead.
They're like, sure, Jew, you really worked hard. Somebody in the chat was like that. But the Jewish families raise their children to be... well-adjusted. People are saying, oh, he's phony, bogus speech and stuff like that. BS, bogus speech. But setting that aside, he speaks well, and he was raised to apply himself in the worldly successful thing. And that's to be, you could learn from that.
That's what, that's why Jews are so successful.
Yeah.
And instead of being jealous of it, learn from it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Would you give up life balance to be successful?
I don't know. I don't think so. I disclaim and disavow. I'm embarrassed by the term. It feels girly and intellectual and evil and millennial and worse. To the term work life balance.
I don't even know what it means, to be honest.
Work is part of life. Work is life sometimes for men, anyway.
Yeah,
naturally. And women too, a little bit. And in some and at some points in life, a lot, a bit. You mentioned in your little pocket guide,
seven guaranteed steps to spiritual family finances to God. Success. Check it out.
Just a thin little piece of book.
Rebuildingaman.com/stores.
Yeah, you say work. One of your steps is to work. And it doesn't say hard work,
right.
But sometimes you'll put a lot into work. And there's a time, like you said, don't make sleep too important. There's a time for all things. To sacrifice some sleep for some period of time. Especially when you're young. You can handle it sometimes.
Amazing. I'm like, Derek, I can't imagine giving up sleep to go to work.
What? I didn't say that. You're just putting that on me? I didn't say that.
Because you're black.
That doesn't mean anything.
So I've owned two companies.
Nice.
In my days. And I'm trying to think. So I don't really know what it means. Work-life balance.
Mm. Did you prioritize 8 hours of sleep?
No.
Or seven?
I didn't prioritize. I didn't. When it's time to go to sleep, I went to sleep.
Oh, you didn't?
When it's time to get up, I got up. And when it's time to go back and work on my company, I worked on my company. And when it's time to end that day, I went home. I don't know. I didn't even think about a work-life balance. I don't know what that means, to be honest.
Well, that's explained after the break.
It's a woman word. You know, they brought women in, and that's all they talk about.
That is true. I do get that woman sense.
Yep.
Back in a moment. Quick break.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because a lot of, we don't have more, most guys that can, you know what I'm saying, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well. All right, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com. And then from 9 to 11, at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Brand new episode. Let me say to the callers, you are on hold. So just hold on, and Derek will be back at the phones in a minute here. He's in the studio right now. So we'll get to your calls. Just hold on. At 11 a.m. today, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I spoke with a very, very interesting person, Warren Smith. And Warren is a teacher, volunteer firefighter, and the host of the Warren Smith Secret Scholar Society show. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
As a result of this video with the kid, you were fired from the school, right?
They took my computer. They went through everything as if there was some conspiracy.
Wow.
We're all trying to reach for objective truth. That's what knowledge is. That spirit that can be unlocked in us indicates there's something higher.
So you are Christian. Do you know God?
When you can quiet your ego in the pursuit of wisdom, you can hear that voice ingrained within you. This is the most interesting interview I've had. This has been a pleasure.
Amazing. It was fun. It was interesting. And he is interesting. So check it out at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Support the Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel. You can be a member. You can support it financially. Or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. Is that right, Hake?
Yes.
Right. No, I remember. Do you remember? I remember. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. 12, right after the FallenState.tv. And I'll see you, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you on Sunday. Doors open at 10:30. The media start at 11 a.m. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. I'll see you at fellowship. So I got a text from a friend of mine about this balanced work life. And he's responding to the guy we just played with. He was saying about his work life. He says that, I agree with the guy about not having work-life balance. as long as you use it to get to your goal in the right way. I never really had a work-life balance, but I didn't use it in the right way. And now I have to work until I'm 70. He black.
Oh. Biggest fear.
Huh?
That's my biggest fear.
Huh?
That's my biggest fear.
If you can, huh? You can hear her. And now I have to work until I'm 70 to get to my goal of my vision of financial independence.
Especially
my kids might be able to enjoy my fruits, but they can't appreciate it like they should. He got to work until he's 70.
Sounds like my dad. Whoa, I wasn't trying to say that, but yeah.
We don't disclose.
Yeah.
You said it sounded like your dad?
Well, just leaving. What did he say about the fruits? He said.
He said his kids, they will. Let me see. Just to make sure. He said that they will be able, my kids might be able to enjoy my fruits, but they can't appreciate it like they should.
Yeah.
I guess because he's going to be 70. What a mess.
It's not funny. It's real work.
I still don't know what a work like balance means.
Means you get all your little things you want. You get to play your little games. You get to have your little Netflix. It's like you get to do all the world things. It's funny, if you get all the subscriptions and do all the things that the world is telling you to do, you'd be the guy he's telling you, the mediocre guy or whatever. But you'll have your balance. You'll have your...
And should you have a goal? I know what my problem was. I don't have a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't have to balance anything because...
Life balances itself out.
It did it by itself.
Or your body will eventually be like, no. You get real sick for like months.
Well,
there's your balance.
And then it balances itself out. There you go.
When I had my little business.
How old were you then?
I was like 22.
Amazing.
Yeah. So I prioritize, of course, sleep, but then I prioritize like working out.
Of course, sleep.
Yeah. It'd be working out. So I work out for like an hour. So that's an hour out of my day. Then 8 hours of sleep. And then like finding good food, not just like fast food, but just good food.
So when you were 21, you were thinking about good food.
Yeah. That's when I was looking into like all the holistic doctors and stuff like that.
Really?
It's called investing in your health.
Yeah. So I'd be doing that. So
that's crazy. Interesting.
Yeah. And then finding time for my friends and my family. So I throw that on my schedule. That's kind of like what a work-life balance is.
So you really had your life planned out like that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How about you, Anchor Baby?
You know, when he's describing that, I'm searching within. I got to say, I relate a little bit. I don't know about how exactly, but I definitely prioritize those things. I thought I was supposed to. I thought it's like that's what the successful people were doing. They had the time set out exactly for all those things, but they did it all. And now the difference is I didn't do it all. I had it all scheduled, but I didn't do it. I didn't go and work out. Right? You know what I'm saying? No, it turns out they weren't. They were focusing on one thing. I'm like, these successful guys, they probably work out, go to their friends. Although I didn't do any of that. I didn't care that much about that. Right? Get their money and get it all scheduled out. But I think I got that idea somewhere.
Yeah,
for sure.
I fell into that trend on social media where it's like, guys, you'll see a post and it says, you know, between 8 and like 12, you're working on your business. And then like at 12, you go to the gym. And then afterwards, maybe hang out with friends. And then, you know, just that like schedules like
hang
that.
Hang out with friends.
Schedule that.
That sounds like a hard way to live.
Yeah. Because I was thinking to myself, I was like, yeah, I'm not really getting a whole lot done. You know, if you prioritize your business, that thing's gonna go. But
and how about you, Hank? A work-life balance.
I remember I wanted a balanced life.
Yeah.
When we were doing the entrepreneur academy meetings.
Yeah.
weekly meetings. I was like, I want a balanced life.
We have an entrepreneur program for men, and we meet and talk about, we use the 7 guaranteed steps by Jesse Peterson about how to succeed. And Hate wanted, one of his issues was he wanted what did you want? A work-life balance?
Yeah. No, I didn't call it a work-life balance.
What'd you call it?
I wanted a balanced life. Like, you basically the same thing.
And I didn't know what a balanced life meant or what it was. I still don't.
You know, eat right, sleep right, exercise right, work right, and maybe go out sometimes.
And did you ever get the balance?
No. I think it was...
You're going to be like my friend, 70 years old.
after work till 80, yeah. If I make it.
That's funny. It just made me think about some of those unbalanced things we have the wrong view of anyways. Like, we're supposed to be scheduling it or working out an hour. Like, this is an hour. Who works out an hour? You don't need to do all that. Just 30, 40 minutes. Yeah. All
right. Who works out?
I mean, you
unless
saw,
you're on steroids. No, I'm messing around a little bit, but yeah, I think we have the wrong idea. Like, yeah, if we just a little bit every day kind of thing, as opposed to we need to do a big change.
I don't even know how to have a work life balance. Really? That doesn't even make sense to me. I never had a goal. Mm. I don't have one now. And I never had one. And so I know that came from the old school and other my grandfather and other people who ran businesses, mm-hmm. they didn't have a goal. They just did what was in front of them, and it worked. Mm-hmm. They were never hungry. They fed all the kids and the grandkids, and they did what was in front of them, and it worked. And that's all life needs to do is just work for you. What do you think about that?
You didn't have, I guess, an amount that you wanted to make every week?
I didn't have sense enough to do that. Mm. I remember when I first started, I used to just be happy that I was able to pay the monthly bills. Mm-hmm. I made enough to pay the bills that day, that month, right? Mm. And then when I hired people, I made enough to pay the employees. Mm. And then eventually you have some left over. Without thinking about it, so you put that away, and you just kind of live. I didn't have such enough. I remember when I first started Bond, and I built this board of directors, and they used to always ask me, "What's your 5-year plan? What's your?" I'm like, "I don't know." And I had a lawyer on my board and everything, yeah. But I didn't. How do I know what I'm going to do tomorrow? And especially 5 years. Where is 5 years? How do you plan for 5 years from now?
It's all in your mind.
It's an illusion. It's crazy.
It's all in your mind.
And so far, everything worked just fine.
I mean,
without a goal or a plan or anything.
Yeah, that is true. And I think that's pretty interesting that you didn't even have a goal for the week. It's like I would think about what I'm going to make for the week. How could we, you know, expand the business and stuff like
but
that?
But how do you know what you're going to need that week or how much?
Based off of the monthly dues and stuff, you know, monthly fees.
What?
Yeah. You just try to – all right, so I list out all the fees, all the bills and stuff, and then I would say, okay, in order to pay all this, I need to make this much every day or every week.
Really?
So, yeah.
I remember when I started my janitorial service and I hired some people, and I didn't have the money before the payroll day would come, mm-hmm. but when payroll day came, I had the money.
Look at God. Yeah. Did you praise God? Did you get down? Thank you, Lord.
He said, look at God.
Praise the Lord. Did you say, praise the Lord?
And the same thing with Bond. I started hiring people. And there were times when I'm thinking, like, Friday payment, mm-hmm. payday is coming, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the money to pay them. And I used to tell my employer, I don't know how y'all going to get paid by Friday.
No way.
Because I didn't have the money. But when Friday came, I had the money.
Oh. Oh, so you tell them, oh, wait, that'd be a Friday. So you tell them on Thursday, I don't know how y'all going to get paid. And then Friday comes.
Maybe that's how they got paid.
I'm like, I may have to pay y'all Monday.
Oh.
Maybe that lit the fire. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I can't imagine that.
Because I didn't know how to have a goal and have some budget and all that mess. I didn't know because I didn't know what I needed.
I think that's pretty, that's a good way of looking at things, because I think with business, people get caught up and they get stressed out. So, you know, after like 2-3 years, most businesses don't succeed.
I heard that after 5 years, most businesses don't last 5 years.
Yeah, most businesses
I see
don't.
Why with all this stress.
Yeah.
Trying to have a goal and a budget and not a thought life balance. Hmm.
And you say thug life balance?
Thug life.
Thought life. I mean, what is it?
Work life.
Work life balance. Mm-hmm.
I think I read some business guys. I don't want to. I'm not a business guy like that. But I think I read some business guys say something like, if you're built, what was it? Something about something being paid, then you're fine. Something like that.
Right.
Like, that is what the, anyways.
One other quick thing. I remember never, for a long time, never having any extra money.
For a long time. Oh, Lord.
But I was so grateful that I had the money to pay the bills when I needed it. Mm. The light bills and the payroll and all that. Mm. Whenever those things were due, I would have the money to pay it. And I would say, I'm fine. We got the bills paid. Mm. I'm just fine. Isn't that amazing?
That is. in a sense, I'd be doing the same thing. Now, I mean, once you make your money and you're sitting on a nice stockpile, you kind of just stop caring so much.
No, I wouldn't even make the money.
Oh, wow. See, that I'd be kind of sort of stressing out.
Amazing.
Tell the ocean to be still.
I'm telling you, what manner of man is this? Last word, Hank, and I got to move.
Work. Just work.
Don't try to
keep
balance.
Working. That's good.
Yeah, last word.
Hard work, work.
Yeah. Swept by the brow. That's it. Keep working.
Last word.
I've also learned that you can do things with a different internal world, mind and heart. Like, you could do things with a lighter heart. Call it. Yeah. So, you know, calling it work, calling it life, calling it play is... You're making that up.
It looked like you put extra problems on yourself when you have a plan and a budget and set time to do this and do that. It looked like you're stretching yourself out. But if you didn't have any of those things, you could just enjoy life doing what you're doing. And you won't be like my friend that's 70 years old saying that he got to work until he's 70.
That's a lesson.
Who has to work? I would never work until I'm 70.
I think that just comes from not prioritizing work, though.
Right.
If Jesse won't work till 70, I won't work.
I'm a retire.
Tell me when you get tell me when you get to 70.
I will. I'm a retire before 70.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
But you believe that?
You'll retire
before I turn 70.
Nah, I don't think so.
Why?
I think you're built for this, and you enjoy.
You think I will work after? Before or after 70?
After. You'll probably keep working.
Once I turn 70?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
Look at Trump.
That's right.
He's like 74, isn't he? He's like 70-something. 74, yeah. I think. So, yeah, I think you'll do it.
Quick question, hey, what is a human being?
I don't know. Us. The chat, I presume.
I hear a lot of people, when I ask people, who are you, the first thing is, most of the time, not all the time, they tell me, I'm a human being.
Right.
So I'm like, what is a human being? Nobody seemed to know.
Ask a scientist. Just call me Katanji Onyeka Brown Jackson.
Amazing.
So you don't know what a human being is?
Right.
What's a human being, Derek?
It's a male or a female, a part of the homeo... what is it?
sapien, Homo sapiens.
Homo sapien species.
What's a Homo sapien?
It's basically just like a monkey that's evolved
so
into
a human.
So a human
being is a monkey?
Yeah.
A human being is a monkey?
Yeah, according to NASA.
And do all monkeys, do all monkeys believe in flat Earth thing too?
No, round Earth. It's actually, they believe in the round Earth.
Yeah. So a human being is what?
It's a member of the Homo sapien species, I think. Homo sapien species. And, yeah, you're either a male or a female. And male, XY chromosomes, I think. Female,
so what's
XX
a chromosome. What's a human being?
That's what it is. It's a male or a female, part of the Homo sapien species.
Oh, Anchor Baby, what's a human being?
A species?
A what?
A species?
What does that mean?
I don't know. I just know what I know what it's referring to. It's referring to us.
But what does that mean, though? What is a species?
A type of organism.
What?
I guess animal.
Like the Chinese virus or something?
Yeah, but like not a virus. An animal.
A human being is an animal?
Are the people who made that word may think that? I don't know. I don't know what that word, what they meant, where it came from. I just know it means us.
I know what the somebody in the people. Chat said what it is.
I just
what?
Know it means people.
What?
I just know it means people.
Oh, what?
1776 Christians says a human being is defined as an individual member of the species Homo sapiens, characterized by advanced cognitive abilities, bipedalism, walking 2 feet, and the capacity for articulate speech. Boom.
And that makes sense?
Yes, completely.
That makes sense to you too?
No.
Super satanic.
I understand it, but it's super satanic. Super satanic.
Does it make sense to you, Nick?
Well, he said? Yeah.
What, who said
it's because
that?
We're white.
Yeah,
who
said that's
that?
The voice art of us.
1776
that.
Christians.
Dude, that made sense to you?
Bipedal, right?
Yeah,
on
we
two
walk.
Two legs, cognitive ability. I mean, it all tracks. Where's the lie?
Well, animals does that too.
No, not that much.
Not what
I guess
much.
We're the best at that.
We walk. No other animal really walks that well.
You
they
may describe
walk.
Other organisms
not
like
on
that.
2 feet.
Bears do.
No, not monkeys. On 2 feet.
Certain monkeys.
Giraffe.
Nope, that's four legs.
Not giraffe, but that
kangaroos.
Thing that, yeah, kangaroo.
Yeah, no. They have to hop.
Yeah. That's a different kind.
And they can't articulate as well as we can.
What do you say, Derek?
I was going to say monkeys can walk, but I guess they barely. Can't articulate.
Yeah, I learned yeah. They're not considered bipedal.
So,
because right. They walk around with their, like monkeys. With yep. Their,
they use their hands.
Yep.
So, Derek,
in fact, their feet are hands, too. I heard.
So, Derek, so like
I ain't never
you
seen no person with feet for hands.
Human beings are animals, like apes.
I don't believe that. I just gave you the definition of what a human being is.
All right. When I come back, I'm going to take your phone calls and super chats. A quick break. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to rebuildingtheman.com if you want an autographed copy. or call 800-411-2663.
Speaking of a work-life balance, Monday is Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reminds us, is that communist fake holiday from hell called Labor Day. It's when you don't labor. On Labor Day, you do the math. Seems like all this labor stuff is about not laboring, getting out of work, and getting paid extra for something you don't deserve. And so it's Labor Day weekend, did you know? We will be live, I do believe, on Labor Day. That's Monday, of course, right? But it might be a half day, not sure. Bond office may be closed in honor of the commies who forced Labor Day down our throats. And this is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday. Hey, it's also Get It Off Your Chest Day. There's one line open. Hang tight, callers, but you can call in if you're not on hold yet. Even during hate news, not fake news. And you can get on hold to get on air with JLP in the coming hour. All right? Church with J.C. Lee Peterson on Sunday. The Hake Report after JLP. Then The Fallen State. Then American Anchor Baby. Because normally Anchor Baby is right after Hake. American Anchor Baby, that is. But today it's The Fallen State premiere with that guy. Cool. Sweet. And JCLeePeterson.shop for cool shirts. This is not a JLP shop. This is a Hake shirt. I think I got this from Teespring like 8, 9, 10, 11 months later. I ordered this, I think, in October of last year, and it just came yesterday, if it's this shirt that I'm thinking. Anyway, Labor Day weekend has arrived, and it's the perfect time to honor the U.S. labor movement, says Commie Nonsense, CNN, which fought for decades to provide us all with improved working conditions, fair wages, and an end to child labor. Kids need to be working. As for the five, never mind. I don't care about that. So on Labor Day, I'm probably going to be having to read some other news, not Commie Nonsense Network, because they're taking the day off like good communists. Minneapolis, that school shooting, the church/school shooting, the Catholic one. While the community grieves, they claim, authorities released the identities of the victims, the 8-year-old and 10-year-old, from Wednesday's mass shooting at the Annunciation Catholic Church and school in Minneapolis. Two children, 8-year-old Fletcher Merkel and 10-year-old Harper Moyski, M-O-Y-S-K-I, fatally shot in that attack. Fletcher's father asked people to remember Fletcher for the person he was and not the act that ended his life. It's going to be hard to do. Harper's family expressed gratitude for the outpouring of support and called for change. What a bunch of sounds like liberals. No family should ever have to endure this kind of pain, the Harper young girl's parents stated in a statement. Quote, we urge our leaders and communities to take meaningful steps to address gun violence, Commie Nonsense, and no such thing, and the mental health crisis, also sort of an atheist take in this country. Three elderly parishioners and 15 other children also wounded. Police are continuing to search for a motive from the crazy guy who did this. Rest in peace to him, too. The Trump administration has approved the sale of more than 3,000 extended-range attack munition missiles to the Ukraine. If the $825 million deal is concluded, as expected, the ERAM missiles, perhaps Anchor Baby knows how to pronounce it better than I, which have a range of 150 to 280 miles, could be delivered later this year. Quote, Ukraine will use the funding from Denmark, the Netherlands, Norway, and foreign military financing from the United States for this purchase, so said a State Department official notice. Trump has approved, the administration anyway, several sales of equipment, at least a few, to sustain existing weapons. First major arms sale, I guess this might be, of new weapons for the Ukraine announced by the administration. To date, diplomatic efforts have failed to reach a lasting ceasefire. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Moscow is still interested in peace talks, but he emphasized the special military operation. The war continues. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Nick, the anchor baby, went out and shot the new footage for the opening of the show, Jesse Peterson Show. I like it. Very nice. Amazing. Thank you, anchor baby. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, how have you treated yourself all of your life? How have you treated yourself all of your life? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show if you're running around, you got to go work out, or you're trying to get a work-life balance done, and you just don't have time to sit and watch it. You can listen to it on your phone. By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest Friday. Express yourself Friday / Black Friday.
I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
And the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but the pump won't let me.
Hey,
what?
What's wrong with the blacks? Amazing. A spiritual battle. I keep reminding you of that because it's so important that you know that. And that way you can come out from the crazies, arguing with people, fighting with people, trying to prove something to others. You owe nobody nothing. Really. Amazing. Let's do super chats and then I get to the phone. Super chats.
Super chats.
Hey, let me ask first.
Yes.
Did you know that this weekend is like a holiday weekend?
I sort of.
It's Labor Day, right?
It is.
Memorial Day or Labor Day?
Labor Day. Memorial Day is May, end of May.
Oh, so this is Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, Memorial Day has to do with the fallen soldiers. Labor Day, degenerate, has to do with the communist takeover of so-called labor.
Oh, that's why you call it degenerate?
Yeah. It's anti-union
personality. Are we closed? The office closed on Monday?
I believe so.
All right. Yes. But we are doing the shows.
Yeah, that's how we usually do it.
Amazing. I didn't know it was that fast, though. I didn't realize Labor Day was here already.
Yeah, Labor Day is early September, which is Monday. I mean, Monday's the 1st of September, right?
Yeah. That's
Sunday's,
crazy to
Sunday's
me.
The last day of Men's History Month. This is the last Men's History radio show episode.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when it was time, September? Amazing. It was the 3rd of September, a day I will always remember, because that was the day that my daddy died. What song is that, Nick? Papa, what?
That's not the same song? September. Nope. That's a different song?
Mm-hmm.
Those are two songs you just sang?
Yeah.
Oh. And the first one, I forget who that even, it's the Four Seasons.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not called Four Seasons, it's called Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay.
And then.
That's a hotel.
And then what group is, it was the 3rd of September. That's a day
the Isley
I will
Brothers.
Always remember.
The Isley Brothers.
That was the day that my daddy died. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Temptations.
Yes.
Oh, really? I guessed. That was a guess. Don't give me credit.
No, you looked at it on the AI.
Did they originate it, or was it somebody else?
I don't know about the originator, but I know the Temptations thing made it.
Was it the Undisputed Truth first, or was it the Temptations first?
When I first heard it, if I remember correctly, the Temptations.
I'm just asking.
Temptations forever.
Hake doesn't know anything.
Because that was the day that my daddy died. Super chat.
Nice.
So Monday, the office is closed, but we are doing the show live. Are you doing your show Monday night?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And you too, Hake?
Yes.
You are?
Yep.
How are you going to have a work balance?
Originally performed by Motown Recording Act, The Undisputed Truth in 1972, became much better known after a Grammy Award-winning cover by The Temptations later the same year. In your face, Google made Hake right, or Brave Search, something like that.
Well, I don't remember that group doing, but I sure do remember The Temptations. Temptation forever. Super chat.
Nice. Okay, fine.
What are you about to say about it?
The Undisputed... You, of course, remember The Undisputed Truth.
What else did they make?
I don't know, but I recognize it. They're black.
Of course.
It has like a guy and some gals.
They wouldn't be called Undisputed Truth if they were not black.
Smiling faces sometimes. In your face.
Smiling faces. Smiling faces tell lies.
They don't tell
you.
I
got the proof. Beware of the pat on the back. That just might hold you back. Jealousy, envy, amazing.
Yeah. I only know these songs really, that song in particular, because of the Jesse Lee Peterson radio show.
Yeah, we used to jam on the radio show.
Yeah.
We had freedom then.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Super chat. We got to get you some calls here, too. Super chat.
So Callis on Cash App says, amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you.
Kayla, 5 coffees. I see more and more that my coworkers, family, bosses, so-called friends, quote-unquote, other than the brothers and sisters who are working on themselves, all hate me and hate the truth. They pretend,
yeah,
but it's not their fault. They can't see. I have zero emotion about this. I don't care. It's amazing to have this freedom. Thank you.
The one thing, you're welcome. The one thing I want to tell you that is going to happen, and I'm telling you this, but don't take ego pride in it. Don't be like, oh, I'm a secret soul there. I'm hated for it. Don't take pride in this at all. But you will be hated once you truly start wake up. You want to be hated by your so-called friends, family members, people that don't even know you. You will be hated. But don't judge it. Don't judge them. They cannot help it. And don't take pride in like the Christians do. Oh, I'm hated for the Lord. I believe in love. And why do people hate? Because I believe in Jesus. That's ego. Just understand they can't see. They're asleep. But don't take pride in it. All right? But absolutely, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron states on with two coffees, hey, Jesse, you want to hear something funny? Yesterday at work, talking to a lady who is a talker. She talks and talks and talks and talks and goes on and on and on and on. LOL. Every time I talk with her, I have to end the conversation because if I don't, she'll just keep on talking. In my head, I want to say, because of time, what's your question for me?
Why don't you say it?
You crack me up with that. What do you think about that, Jesse?
I love it. You say, hey, excuse me, because of time, did you have a question? Amazing. Thank you.
Brennan, no message. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ollie bad boy. Ollie bad boy. God's on you, Jesse. You're doing amazing work.
It definitely has nothing to do with me, that's for sure. Thank you.
A-L-L, thank you, sir.
Thank
you. No message.
Thank you all for your support. I appreciate it.
King Alpha Nerd here again, and it's the last Friday of Men's History Month, and I know he's a fictional character, but my contribution to men's history comes from Negan of The Walking Dead, where he gives the best quote of how mankind survives, quote, if you don't protect what belongs to you, then sooner or later, it belongs to someone else. Salute to all the men out there, and remember, it's okay to be a man. Don't be afraid of that feminism movement.
Amazing. Thank you. Man, here's a moment.
Yeah.
Thank you. Amazing.
And pardon me if I butchered the guy's name. I haven't seen that.
Nice. I have a T-shirt that says it's okay to be a man, but it's a white one. Because I have a yellow one, too, but oh, it all wrinkled. I got to get me a new one.
Yeah.
And so I started to wear the white one this morning, but my belly was too fat. So I was like, I got to wait until I get my belly down a little bit more. It's okay to be a man. Amazing. Thank you.
King Alpha Nerd bought a coffee here again. And the problem with men being men today is that they don't show men being men anymore. I grew up on Al Bundy and Archie Bunker. They fought against feminism and showed what it's like to be American. They replaced them with buffoon and comedy relief men like Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin, where their loyalty is in question.
Amazing. Thank you.
Roy bought a coffee. Happy Men's History Month to the men who founded and created the greatest country ever. Also, I'm glad they put the cracker back in Cracker Barrel. All the best and enjoy the weekend.
Amazing. Put the cracker back in the barrel. And never take cracker out of Jack. Cracker Jacks. Amazing. Thank you.
A-L-L, Black Friday, no fighting in aisles, please. Thank you.
That's right. Thank you.
Fazul, as always, Father bless Jesse and crew.
Thank you. He's doing it already. And thank you, though.
Kale, work so hard for absolutely nothing. It's all in vain. It's all vanity.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thank you.
Blunt wit, glitch in the programming, hack of the planet, ball earth emoji.
Nice. Did you see Elon Musk's ship thing go up?
No, but I heard that it did.
It was exciting.
Nice.
It really was.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, 5 subscriptions to Jesse Lee Peterson over there on Rumble.
Right on. Thank you, Pastor. Amazing.
Very cool.
Is Pastor Shadow a real pastor or just a...
I do not know.
A name for the thing.
Yeah, I don't dox. No, but I don't know either.
Interesting. Thank you.
I don't disclose whether I know.
When I hear Pastor Shadow name, I think about your friend that died.
Asmodor?
Yeah, Asmodor. He was in hiding.
Yeah.
Did he die in hiding?
Yep.
Really?
He did. He did his stream, and he was complaining about his leg hurting real bad. Like, he could hardly even sit. And I heard that that's symptoms of a heart attack. And so he had a heart attack, they say, and died. And I guess his parents found him or somebody.
They said he died of a heart attack?
Yeah.
May his soul rest in peace. I miss him.
Yep.
And I'm used to him calling and saying those interesting things.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is.
Well, may your soul rest in peace, Asmodor.
Men's history.
He's looking down upon us right now.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Jesus for church. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
On Cash App.
Yeah, thank you.
Soul Conscious, Three Coffees. Jesse, biblical question?
How have you treated yourself all of your life?
Terrible. If I get lost in my thoughts, but I don't want to judge myself knowing there is no self.
Right on. That's right. Don't do it. All you're doing, when you say, when you judging yourself, all you're doing is creating another false self, a false illusion. So don't do that. Right on. Thank you.
Eric, Five Coffees, human being, human, physical and psychological, body, thoughts and emotions, being, spiritual, conscious awareness, says Eric with Five Coffees, defining a human being.
Oh, what's a human being?
The human part is physical and psychological, body and thoughts and emotions, and then the being is spiritual, conscious awareness.
Thank you.
So it's those things.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah.
Angban Art, I would like to nominate Dennis Prager for Men's History Month, a real man, one of the top defenders of America and the old ways. Currently injured, but his books and speeches ridiculously wise and simple, just like Jesse, says Angban.
Amazing. Thank you for the Man History Moment. Dennis is my friend. I know exactly who you mean. Amazing. Thank you. And I wish him well. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, remember this song while growing up? A song called Sweet Talk, Sweet Taken, or Sweet Talking Guy? Sweet Taken Guy by the Cliftons.
Who said that?
Mike Young.
Not really, Mike. It may come back to, you know that song, James?
if you'd played it on the JLP show during the bumpers,
yeah,
I might have known it, but.
I can't remember offhand, Mike. Thank you, though.
Okay. Thank you, Mike Young.
Yeah.
Blunt wit, I must work harder. Hint. Manor Farm. Upside down smile. Winky face emoji.
It's amazing to me. There's a wrong way to live and a right way to live. The wrong way is stressful, uncertain, worry, suicidal, jealous, envy, strife, and stress and resentment, all that. And then the right way, none of those things at all. It's crazy how that is. Amazing. Thank you.
Correction. It was Sweet Talking Guy by the Chiffons? Girl group. Black females. Four singers. Also known as the Four Pennies. And
How old is Mike Young?
1966. Mike Young is like my age, plus or minus, but he knows old black music.
Is he black or white?
Black.
Mike Young, black.
Mm-hmm.
He black.
Yeah. But the good kind. One of the good ones.
When I did Jamie Kennedy show.
Yeah.
He like, Jesse, why do you say he black? Black. You say black. I didn't realize I said black instead of black, right?
Yeah.
Black. Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Pastor Chatelet says, I am a real pastor, Uncle Jesse, but it's just a title. I am an acolyte of the great Jesse Lee, King of the Coons. Oh, yeah. I am a cult leader, too. The Cozy Bacon Coon Cult, LOL. We brainwash people into thinking for themselves with bacon, says he.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
And over on YouTube, Sam, very generous. Thank you, sir. No message.
Thank you, Sam.
Always pretty cool. Mike Young says a follow-up. Hey, Jesse, you had a heated debate a long time ago with an angry black woman on Fox News and said Justice Clarence Thomas should eat soul food. Clarence Thomas should eat soul food and die. Have you ever tried to invite her on your show?
I don't even know if she's around anymore, but I can't remember her name. I'm trying to remember. I totally remember she had a short hair and red hair and like a little fro. I totally remember that. What? I'll have my producer look into it, Mike. That's a good suggestion for the show, a guest for the show. Amazing. Thank you.
That's funny. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, I wonder where. I don't even see her around or hear about it anymore. I don't see a lot of the people my age and that was out there doing what they were doing when I was. They all seem to have disappeared for some reason. Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gave 222 gold pills over on pilled.net with a men's history moment. Richard Russell, also known as Sky King, broken guy, got a few screws loose, I guess, but he will be remembered. Rest in peace, Sky King.
Right on. Thank you.
Very nice.
Amazing. Men's history moment. Nice. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Right on. Thank you all. Amazing. I really appreciate your support. We got a lot of work to do. Thank you for helping us to help others. Let me go to the UK and talk to Joe. Joe, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Joe.
Good. You know, I've got a Men's History Month moment for you. I did say I was going to call in with one.
Okay.
So my moment is about Thomas Stanley. And Thomas Stanley was a lord sort of in the Middle Ages. So he was born in the 1400s. But the moment I want to highlight is sort of an action he took during a battle. And this was a battle called the Battle of Bosworth. And this was one battle, sort of the final battle in a sort of like a big series of battles in England called the War of the Roses. So what happened is... I'll give you a bit of context with this. The king at the time was King Richard III, and Thomas Stanley was sort of a very renowned sort of noble and like a politician at the time, you could say. And the king was being challenged by Henry Tudor. And this is sort of like a very quick version, just for the sake of the show. But so the king was being challenged by Henry Tudor. So Thomas Stanley was allied to the king. However, he married Henry Tudor's mother. So Henry Tudor became his stepson. But sort of like in the makeup to this battle, there was sort of like a lot of political dealings between the king and Thomas Stanley. And the king sort of, their relationship sort of began to sour. And the king was sort of aware of his, like the threat of him now being allied to Henry Tudor by way of his mother. So what the king did, King Richard did, like a few months up until the battle, is he took one of Thomas Stanley's sons hostage at his court. Not like under threat or duress, but he had him at his court as a prisoner just to say to Thomas Stanley, look, you know, things are becoming rocky. There's battles coming. Looks like we're going to be fighting with Henry Tudor. But look, we've got your son here, so just behave in a good way. And when I call on you, make sure you come, sort of thing. So that was just sort of like a political play he tried. But now if we fast forward up to the battle, about the moment I want to highlight. So on the day of the battle, if you just picture like a map.
Thomas Stanley and the king that. Amazing. Was holding the sun.
Yeah, I get to the battle now. Finish this off. Is to the day of the battle now, the king arrives on a battlefield to the north. Henry Tudor, the challenger to the throne, is in the southwest. And Thomas Stanley, he is on a battlefield like to the south, atop some hills, right? But he isn't declaring who he's going to fight for. So what the king does when he gets there is he sends a message to Thomas Stanley and he says to him, look, if you don't engage Henry Tudor and fight for my side, I have your son with me here, and I will kill him on the battlefield in front of you if you don't join my side now. And then what Thomas Stanley does in the face of that threat, he hears a message, and he simply sends him a message back, and he just says to him, I have other sons, sire. So when the king hears that message, you know, he's incensed, and he tells his men, look, kill him now. He tells his men to go and kill his son. But the order's refused just because I think it's like the heat of the moment. They don't have the capacity to do that. But fast forward a little bit on in the battle, the king actually ends up dying in a battle. Thomas Stanley does join Henry Tudor sort of late on in the battle. But he, by him joining late on in the battle, he sort of like turns the tide. the king is slain in battle. And what's quite ironic is he was under threat of the king, and the king threatened to kill his son, tried to blackmail him. But he was the one that picked up the king's circlet off the battlefield and then put it on Henry Tudor's head. So that was just that moment, is that, you know, he was under blackmail. The king said that he would kill his son. But, you know, back in those days, they were kind of made of different stuff. You can't be blackmailed by proxy, your kids or your children or anything. You know, so he stood tall. He said, no, I've got other sons, so if you want to do that, go ahead. But in the end, the battle sort of turned his favor anyway. So that was my moment.
Right on. Thank you, Joe. All the way from the UK. Thank you so much, Joe. I totally appreciate that. Man, here's a moment. Nice. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Happy Men's History Month, and I think we need an Entrepreneur Day because labor seems kind of left to me.
Hate seemed to feel the same way.
Jesse, a quick question for you.
Okay.
I was just wondering, when you have a wife, if she wanted to work a part-time job with the children, would you let her, or would you only allow that after the children are born or grown up and no longer need the wife?
If she wanted to work while you have young children?
Like a part-time job, not full-time, but like just part-time.
But why would she want to work any job at all if you have young children?
Exactly.
No, that was a question. Why, you have a wife that want to do that?
No, I was just kind of curious if the wife says, like, hey, I just want to get out of the house or something, but that would not be good for the children, right?
Oh, I wouldn't do any ifs. I would wait and see. Because you don't know what's be going on in that moment. It may be necessary or it may be important. But I will have a way to see, and it all depends on the situation.
So, like, if economically, like, that would help the family, that wouldn't be a bad thing, but as long as the children aren't getting neglected?
Well, again, I would have to wait and see because you just don't know. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Mm.
I don't like ifs, because tomorrow will take care of itself, and you need to just live for right now, this very moment, and that's all that exists, and then let tomorrow take care of itself, so you'll see what to do. So I couldn't make that decision before it's time to make that decision.
Because I remember you saying that a man that allows his woman to work is a loser.
Well, one thing for sure, if you're married and you have kids, you should not allow your wife to work. That's for sure. Because the kids need the mother to be there when they leave and when they come back, or even if they're not going to school or anywhere, they still need the mother to be home. And then once the kids are young adults, if the woman is so hell-bent on working, that'll be fine then.
Okay, so for the younger children, especially younger children, they need their mother there.
Absolutely.
When they become more independent, then you can give her some leeway to come back in the workforce.
Matter of fact, why even get married and make children if you're going to have to rent your children out to a daycare center or a babysitter or whatever, just so the mother can go and get her ego fulfilled? That doesn't even make sense. If you're not ready to take care of the family, don't even make the family.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think the greatest gift a husband can give his children is having his wife there for their children.
Yeah, that's what the mother's for. She was created to be home to watch over the man's children.
And kind of another quick question about husbands and wives. What do you think about men who allow their wives to keep their maiden name and try to do that hyphenated stuff for the children?
Have your wife had her last name? Her
No, I don't, but one of my friends, his wife has a hyphenated last name, and all of their children have hyphenated last names.
That's insane. Are you married?
I'm not, no.
Oh, that's insane. I don't know why a man would allow that to happen. Because once the woman married a man, she come into his world, she now belongs to him, meaning that that's her family. Her family she's leaving is no longer her family. Men are weak when they allow their wives to hold on to her last name. That's Dom is evil and is weakness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I just losing by allowing that to happen.
Yeah, just you know, it's the two of
me. Thank you. Back in a moment. Sorry about that. Thank you. Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autograph copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. Don't forget fellowship on Sunday at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. All are invited. And those fellowships are amazing. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church for more information. rebuildingtheman.com/church. And for personal shout-outs. Birthday shout outs, encouragement shout out, weddings announcements, whatever the shout, wishing you well, wishing whatever your shout out is for someone, go to Cameo and I will do them for you. Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And we have the best counseling service on this side of the planet. I mean, of heaven. This is the planet of heaven. You may need two sessions. One may work for you. But if you're like really, really seeking, two, you like a little follow-up. Individual counseling, family counseling, whatever counseling. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. I do them myself, and I'm really, really busy, but if someone cancel or reschedule, and if you've already made your appointment, we would, let you know. You will not be disappointed. So if you want counseling, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND for appointment. Thank you. I want to go back to the busy phone. Let me go to Las Vegas and talk to Ramir. Ramir, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well.
Awesome, awesome. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. Happy Men's History Month.
All right. I found something I finally disagree with you about.
Oh, good.
I want to say. Yeah, it took a while, but I found one.
Oh, good. Oh, Lord.
I
glory,
God,
glory,
right?
Hallelujah, since I laid my burdens down, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burdens down. Go ahead.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Okay, so you guys were talking about earlier about planning for the future. You got to work hard, the work-life balance thing you guys were talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. So I kind of want to push back on the whole planning for the future and stuff, because I was one that never planned for nothing. Like I would actually spoiled as a kid, raised up. My family, everyone was after money. And my whole life, I only lived for the moment, for the day. Like, I didn't care about the future, really. And so now, as I'm 41, I kind of look back and it's like, I'm working hard every day, but I didn't set myself up. And so I think that planning for the future, I think planning is a good thing. And also, for example, you know who doesn't plan for the future?
Who?
You know who doesn't have ambition? Homeless people. They have no ambition. They have nothing. They're not looking forward to nothing. They don't have anything set up for them. It's like, and you know who else doesn't plan for the future? kids nowadays, the people having kids, like we were talking about, like these children that are being born nowadays, like the parents are sending them to child care. But
those kids are being spoiled, though. That's a different story. Those parents don't love their children, and so they're spoiling them, and they're going to be stuck with those children for the rest of their lives. And when the parents die, the kids are going to suffer. But in the good old days, our parents taught us to work and be responsible.
Right. And I agree with that.
But
and,
they didn't teach us to plan for the future, though. How do you so you agree that you should plan for the future?
I think that you should put like how my dad does. My dad is old school. He's born in 1949 and from Europe, and he moved out here with nothing and built up. Like, I mean, this guy has accomplished so much, and from hard work, like work, sleeping 4 hours, like 4 hours a day, and working hard.
So
every
you
day,
believe that you should plan for the future?
Well, that's what he taught me my whole life. That's what he did,
he's taught you that your whole life, why do you do it?
Because I was not a normal kid. Let's put it that way.
and so you believe that you should plan for the future, right?
I feel like if I had done that, then I would be in a different place where I would have something set up to at least to fall back on. Like, for example, because I got in a car accident recently, which busted out my lower back. And so I'm at work, like, struggling now. And I was thinking, like, if I permanently were to hurt myself, you know, and, like, I look at what I have accomplished my whole life and what I have, you know, saved up. I never saved up for nothing because I just paid for the bills and did what was in front of me. And it worked. Like, I was taken care of. I actually don't have any, I don't feel like I do, but when I look at like the accident and I think about what I have for the future, like I didn't really set myself up, which my dad has.
And so you know, now you believe that you should plan for the future?
Well, I feel like I should have.
You're not answering
like
that question. You believe you should plan for the future?
Do I believe I should plan for the future?
Yeah.
I believe it would help.
Do you believe you should plan for the future?
Yes.
I thought you said you would disagree with me about that. And so are you saying you now believe that you should plan for the future?
Well, because you don't agree with that, right?
So you believe you should plan for the future, right?
Well, I think you should, a little bit. Yes.
You call in and you heard the conversation in the first hour about work, whatever. You're saying you disagree with me about planning for the future, and you believe that you should plan for the future. Is that right?
I'm trying to understand what you're saying.
Saying that you believe you should plan for the future? What?
I can't say that because
you disagree with me about that.
I do. I kind of do, though.
Why can't you say it then?
Oh, well, I do say it.
Say it.
I agree that I think that we should plan for the future, and you don't think we should plan for the future. You think we should live in the moment,
right? But you think you should plan for the future, right?
Yes, sir.
You do believe that.
I do now. I kind of, now that I look back, and I kind of wish I did in a way sometimes. just because it would have helped out. Like, I think planning for the future hasn't set me up. Sorry.
What?
Sorry,
but,
my father proved to me that setting yourself up for the future helps you out in the long run.
Okay, so you do believe you should plan for the future?
Yes, I think it's smart to do that.
You do believe that?
Yes, because I'm dumb and I didn't do that.
So you do believe you should plan for the future?
I do. I think that that's a smart thing to do. I think it would be smart.
And so you believe you should plan for the future?
you keep asking me this. I really don't, though, I guess. I really don't. But I do. This is what I look at. I look at the people that I have seen that I know worked hard and have planned for the future. Like, they're set. So if something was to happen or they're to retire, they don't have to worry. Because they're living, they took care of themselves all this time and set it up for themselves that way. I didn't do that. So I'm kind of in the back looking at them like, damn, maybe I should have did that.
So you believe you should plan for the future?
I think I should have. Damn, that is such a devil thought, too.
You called in and you said, Jesse, I finally found something I disagree with you about.
Disagree with you, right, because you don't agree with me on that.
And then
you
I don't agree with you on that. What? You haven't said yet what it is that you disagree with me about.
Well, you said to live for the moment, not to live for the future.
And
think
so
about
are you saying you believe you should plan for the future?
Yes, now I should.
You believe that?
Yeah, that would be, that's a disagreement, isn't it?
So you believe you should plan for the future?
Oh, God, no. Why do you keep asking me the same question?
Because you want to answer it.
Yes, yes, I do. I agree that we should plan for the future.
And
yes.
So how do you plan for something that doesn't exist?
And I agree with that, but...
No, that was a question. That was a question.
Oh, right. No, and because...
How do you plan for something that doesn't exist?
How do you plan for something that doesn't exist? Well, let me ask you something. Does tomorrow exist?
How do you plan for something that doesn't exist?
I think it doesn't exist, but it does exist. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, so tomorrow, when we wake up at 5 in the morning, it's going to happen. That's the future. I mean, it doesn't exist now because it's only right now, ever only right now.
But how do you plan for something that doesn't exist?
Well, then you can't. I mean, I guess you can't.
I'm sorry?
I guess you can't. The logic would be you can't because it doesn't exist.
So how do you plan for a future then?
Right. So
no,
just keep doing what
I'm doing.
That
was a question. All
right. How do I plan for a future?
Right.
Jesus. Oh God. I guess I plan for it by setting myself up today, right now. For example, if I were to put away $20 right now, it'll multiply if I do it every day.
Planning for the future?
No, but if I save 20 today.
So saving then, money is not planning for the future?
Saving money plans for the future. Well, not plan. I mean, it's a form of planning for the future.
So is saving money planning for the because of time? Saving money planning for the future?
Saving money planning for the future. Sure. Yes.
And so you believe in planning for the future?
Oh, God. I can't say I do, but I feel like
I should. How you call in and say you disagree with me about that then?
Because I feel like I should have done that. Like that would be a way that would work and that would help. But I guess I'm wrong, man. Because I really die. God, you got me.
You about to make me drink.
Oh God.
I need a drink and a quit decision.
Oh, God. All right. You got me. No, you're right.
I'm right about what? I haven't said anything.
I don't know. You kind of have, though, because you don't have to say much. You just ask questions.
So what?
So,
come back to your phone.
Yeah, you asking your question, the questions that you ask make me think about it. So you don't really have to say much because the answer is already inside. So,
and yeah. So do you disagree with me about that, or you agree?
The only reason I'm at a place like this is because I feel like the idea that my father and my family have, like the people that I've seen use that philosophy, I've seen it work for them, or it looks like it works for them, but I guess I don't know for sure if it has or not, but it looks like it does because they, God. All right. I love it. Hey, thank you. It was nice talking to you, Jesse. I appreciate everything. You do really help me look at things in the right way. So
you have a beta back.
What?
You say you hurt your back?
Yeah, I busted my back. Yeah,
so you have a beta back.
I got a beta back. Oh, shoot, like, hey.
You should join the hate club, a beta back club. Shout out.
Shout out.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Have a good one.
Right. Bye. You too. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Amazing. Let me go to John out of Romania. Amazing. Heard around the world. John, you are on the air.
All aboard.
Amazing.
Hello, Mr. Pearson.
Hey, John. Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month and happy White Men's History Month, belated.
Right. And that was July is White History Month. Happy White History Month.
Yeah, that was a homage to Ozzy. Sorry if I disturbed any of your listeners.
So what now?
Sorry if I disturbed any of your listeners.
By doing what?
With my shouting.
Oh, no.
I'm not sorry, but...
Oh, no, all aboard, right on.
Anyway, how are you, Mr. Peterson? Good to hear from you.
I'm doing well. I haven't heard from you in a minute.
Yeah, same here. I just wanted...
How are things going for you?
For me, everything is fine. I'm hanging around with my cats. All is well.
Right on. Well, good.
They are keeping me in check. Same here. Very nice to hear from you as well.
Right on.
And also a pleasure and an honor. I called to point out a man's history moment,
right,
a white man history moment.
Go ahead.
My grandfather, who put emphasis on work, like you guys were talking earlier, he always said that you need to keep working to build yourself, and from that everything else will come. I think I mentioned my grandfather before.
Yes.
And he always pointed out that if you want to build yourself, you have to work. There's nothing else but work. I think he just touched a thing, one point, one important thing about life, that is work. Because you do need to work every day,
yeah.
Every moment of your life. Not every moment.
Right.
Not but every day
moment.
Of your life.
Yes.
Yeah, not every moment. Because he also had his leisures and other things. But he was an inventor. He had his patents. He had some patents regarding something about a cable car. The changing of the wires on a cable car, and that appointed him to some inventor's patents. Him and his grandfather, they were both broke during the nationalization of Romania, which was something that occurred in the 1950s, I think. When the Communist Party came to power in Romania and basically, I think I'm not wrong in saying that all the families that were thought of having more fortune than they deserved to, they had their fortune taken from them.
Amazing.
Any fortune, like their homes, their businesses, their whatever. And my grandfather's...
They took it away. It was taken away by the communists?
The communist party, I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, okay.
But basically, it was taken away from them.
Okay.
The government or whatever was at the time came over and said that this stuff belongs to us now.
Wow.
And so my grandfather, I'm not entirely sure about my grandfather's father. My grandfather had to start working in a quarry, sledgehammering rock. Then he got in touch with some Russians who were building in the mountains, water station point in the mountains from some river to put it in a pipe. They were not entirely sure how to do it. My grandfather had some knowledge about using explosives, and so he helped out. And from that, after he successfully built the captation, I'm not sure if this is the right word, but together the river on a pipe through explosives, he managed to do that. And afterwards, he started working in the limestone quarry for a cement plant. And he then developed the inventor's patents to make better the cable car system for the plant. And then his career just blew up.
Amazing.
Because he was also sought after the cement ministry at that point. He was very good friends with him. And any time a cement plant was opened in the country, the cement minister called him, the minister, as a political minister, not like a religious minister.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he called him up and he asked for his advice. And he was very appreciated during the 70s, 80s, 90s, even after he retired.
That's amazing.
And so, yeah, that really is amazing. What's an amazing guy.
What's his first name?
His first name was Gheorghe. People call him Gelu. Basically, in English, is Gelu, is George.
Amazing. Sorry. For George or Gelo. Oh, nice man history, my John. That's amazing, man. It really is. Thank you.
Yeah, I do see so myself.
When you were talking about him, I was reflecting on my grandfather, and I'm going to have to, tomorrow, if not today, nice, have my grandfather man history moment. That's amazing, John. Thank you.
What did you think about your grandfather? I didn't catch that.
I said I'm going to have to focus on him tomorrow. Maybe the next hour, I will make him a man history. My grandfather was amazing as well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Nice to hear that. Yeah. And I hope you do.
Thank you, John.
I
got to take a break. Thank you, John. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news.
Like, my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying, there is real things going on.
Yeah.
People want to overlook that. And I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you,
we have more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because we don't have more
most guys that can, you know, then lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
Madness going on with immigration, really illegal alien invasion, supported by the liberals, liberal communists, and the scared woman-led CDC drama. A little update on Ashley Babbitt is in CNN. A little update on that gal who got killed, shot and killed. Some people think that it was murder. Others call it a questionable shooting at best. Of Ashley Babbitt by that guy, Mike Byrd, the black cop, foreigner, in the Capitol building. And Cracker Barrel quietly removed DEI and so-called pride, false pride and false identity, the LGBT dog whistle, not really dog whistle, pages from their website. They had those things on their website? Pfft, crazy. I guess they were kissing up in... fallen in line with the commie capitalist corporate agendas. And some doctor is talking about officials spreading inaccurate information about vaccines. Yeah, I remember when, like, I feel like Biden or somebody said something like, if you get the vax, you're not going to get sick, which, of course, is inaccurate. I think he might have said something like that. And so he's fighting against... misinformation and disinformation about vaccines, but he's probably talking about the people who are sort of anti-vax or at least questioning the vax. But I don't know. I think it's the liberals who are liberally lying. What a mess. This is the end of hour two of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, Black Friday. Everybody loves the blacks. If they love anybody. If they don't, they don't love anybody. 29th of August, Happy Men's History Month. It's the last Jesse Lee Peterson radio show episode of Men's History Month for the year AD 2025. So call in if you can. There is one line open. It is hate news, not fake news, going into the third and final hour. Coming right up, guys. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, during the 2024 presidential campaign, Trump made immigration his top issue. It's America's top issue, honestly. You know, you're concerned about abortion. One lady rightly made the point that you're not going to get the right voting on abortion if you have all these illegals coming in who end up voting for Democrats. And that's what they do. Their children do. What a mess. And mass immigration, period. Trump described some illegal aliens, they call it undocumented immigrants, as criminals and terrorists, accurate, claimed they were eating people's pets and vowed to deport 1 million a year. 7 months into his second term, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has deported nearly 200,000. Not near that 1 million. Not even 750,000, right? And it's only 200,000. Another 150,000 illegals, either self-deported or repatriated by ICE, or Customs and Border Protection, or the Coast Guard. According to government records, more than 75% of people booked into ICE custody fiscal year 2025 had no criminal conviction other than immigration or traffic-related offense, which is offense enough to get on out of here, right? You don't belong. And traffic-related offenses, does that include DUIs? Because they get more DUIs per capita, seemingly. Very common for the illegals to get DUIs. And less than 10% were convicted of serious crimes like murder, assault, robbery, or rape. Sounds about right. Get them out of here. Among those arrested this week, two firefighters detained by Border Patrol while battling Washington State's biggest wildfire. Illegal alien firefighters. Nice. Get them on out of here. A crowd of CDC staffers rallied outside the agency's Atlanta headquarters Thursday to salute several top officials who resigned over the removal of the agency's director, S., that woman who's refusing to leave again. It's not just the black black gal refusing to leave. This purportedly white gal refusing to leave. Dr. Susan Monares, White House ousted her. She reportedly clashed with RFK Jr. over vaccine policies and personnel issues. Dr. Deb Howery, Dimitri Daskalakis, and others, they're quitting or something like that. I don't know. Good riddance. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, how have you treated yourself all of your life? How have you treated yourself all of your life? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. So you can podcast the show, but if you got to go to the gym or take your kid to a public school or babysitter service or wherever because you don't love the children and you're just trying to get them out of your hair so you could go to work and be praised for great work, get a trophy, you can still listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. On your phone, not iPad, phone. Thank you, Hake, the English teacher. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday, and every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Friday. And because we love black people, it is also Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Ask. Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey.
What's
wrong with the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? First you love me, and then you hate me. That's a game for a fool. What? Nah. So listen, let me tell you this. Do what you want with it. And I've said it 100,000 times already. All right. Anyone, I don't care who it is, male or female, no matter color, my so-called status, which is fake, status or whatever, anyone that has anger, resentment, is blind and evil. And that's why angry / resentful people always are roaming the earth trying to find someone in some form or fashion that they can judge, they can hate. Angry people must hate. I mean, look for someone to hate or themselves. They'll even judge themselves. I can't believe I did that, they say. Anger is not necessary. Anger may be human nature, but we don't even know what human beings are. You heard me ask the experts. They didn't know. My producer said they are apes. Anyone that has anger is evil. And you will get nowhere in life with anger. You can hang it up. You're not going to get anywhere in life with anger. And there's never, ever, 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 no matter what happened, a reason to be angry. Anger is not necessary. Anger is a sign of falling away from the truth, from the light, from love. Anyone that has anger don't have love. You don't have love at all. That's why you get a thrill from hurting yourself and others. It's a thrill. And you call anger good. I hear, especially the Christians, they say, oh, Jesus had anger. Anger is just another emotion, human emotion. They have accepted anger as good. And they believe the lie that they have what Jesus had, and they don't. And they are vicious, angry people, judgmental. Even if they're not saying it out loud or you don't see outward action in their imagination, they're judging. Not just you, but themselves as well. Christ said, and I repeat it, God said too, never trust an angry person. An angry person is evil. So if Christ said angry person is evil, why do you think you should have anger like Jesus? What the? And angry people destroy children, your own children, while pretending it's about the children. You don't care about children. You don't care about anyone, anything. You cannot love. You have no love, zero love, if you have resentment or anger. You have zero love. And that emotion you feel is not love. That comes from your anger. It's a fake love that comes straight out of evil. And you have people in my country and around the world that are promoting anger as necessary and as good. And they think they're getting somewhere with it. A movement built on anger will not allow you to achieve anything. You think it will because you are blinded. Oh, you can bank on this one. Really, you can put your bottom dollar on this one. Anyone that has anger, even a little iota of anger, a little piece of anger, a little dab of anger, a little blog of anger, is separated from God. You're separated from the truth, and you never be able to enter into the kingdom of perfect peace as long as you have anger. And I don't care if there's this, you call it extreme anger. Anger is anger. There's no little or big. is anger, period. And you are separated from God. It doesn't matter if you read the Quran, the Allah Abba Bible, or the Torah. It's a Jewish Bible called Torah.
Yep.
Torah. Am I saying it right?
Torah.
Torah. I don't care if you read the, what's that Bible you read there? King James. Or even the Catholic Bible that I read. Hake is telling me the Talmud. That's a Jewish Bible?
Okay. The other Jewish Bible.
There are two Jewish Bibles?
I think so, yeah.
How many Bibles you need? The Jews have two Bibles?
Yeah, Muslims too.
The Muslims have, no wonder they fight.
The Quran and the Hadith.
They fight because they got too many Bibles. But whatever. You can read that, you can confess Jesus if you like, or you can deny Jesus. If you have anger, you will never know God. It ain't going to happen. You're not going to enter into the place of perfect peace inside yourself and above. So you can bank on, you can deceive yourself and say you will, but you won't. Anger keeps you separated from the light, and you will live in the darkness, calling the darkness light. Here's a video about the, and I'm using this so you, hopefully those who want to wake up, or not hopefully, if you want to wake up, you will start to realize for yourself, you know what, look at me, I'm not happy. I'm angry, I have no peace. And once you see that and can admit it, you will start to, you will overcome it. Here's a video about the anger within the trans community. Watch this from X.
Angry. Go out, buy a gun. It's okay to be angry.
Get out of my face now!
If you try to stop me from going into a woman's bathroom.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
Be the last mistake you ever make.
It is ma'am.
Find that anger.
Just because.
Hey!
Harness it to do good in the world. This anger.
Done, man.
We can just make a fucking batch and say that some of us well.
Anger is probably my primary source of motivation.
You want to call me Sir again?
The thing is, you don't have to leave.
You will lose.
For everything that I do.
Cut that out now, or you'll go home in an ambulance.
You up.
It was a call to action or a call to arms.
It's sir! It's
sorry,
sir!
Don't be afraid to show your anger.
See how evil that is? Are you convinced now?
Can a movement built on anger achieve anything good?
Right.
The video ends.
That what it said?
Yeah, right there.
Can a movement built on anger what?
Do achieve anything good?
And the answer is no. It cannot. It will not. Ain't not. No, it can't. No, it cannot. Did you hear, according to the report, that boy that was accused of killing the kids and wounded others at the Catholic school the other day, they were saying that he said that he didn't want to be a transgender, that he changed his mind. He made a wrong decision as a kid or something like that. He didn't want to be it, but by that time, they probably give him, I don't know if he took medication or had all that, but isn't that something?
He wrote, if I may, he wrote yeah. He regretted allowing himself to be brainwashed into thinking that he was this trans thing and that he sort of enjoys dressing like a woman, but he knows he's not, but he definitely doesn't feel like a man.
Wow. That's what he wrote. That's according to the report?
Correct.
Amazing. Yeah. You're not a lesbian. You're not a homosexual. You're not a trans. You're not a your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. You're not your job. You're not rich or poor. You're none of those things. All those are false identities. And you're not the anger. Those are demons that made a home in you. And they tell you that, the demons, and confirm by outer demons inside of other people that anger is good. Anger is just a human emotion. Look at the Democrats now, how they are carried on about the great work that the Great White Hope is doing. They're so angry they cannot see that what they're doing is insane. It's insane. And they don't know that the voters see that they're insane. Just like when mothers are yelling at the children, or the lack of patience, or sending the children to daycare centers. They don't know. The kids see that the mother's insane, but the mother doesn't see it. She thinks she's doing the right thing. Deceived by anger. Anger of spirits, evil spirit that has possessed you in your mind and in your body, and they pretend to be you. You can overcome it. You don't have to live that way. No, you will not achieve anything with anger. Here's why, an example of why letting go of your anger is important, from the New York Times. A road rage shooting fatally wounded a pregnant teenager in Louisiana, authorities said, prompting surgery to deliver her baby as she was on a life support. Watch this from WVUE.
That just gives you goosebumps type situation.
Community members say they're horrified after violence erupted on North Hoover Street Sunday morning near Ponchatoula. 54-year-old Barry West faces four counts of attempted murder after deputies say he shot a teenager who was 7 months pregnant.
The doctors did take the baby via C-section. I think the baby's okay, but as of right now, our 17-year-old female victim is in ICU and is on life support.
Deputies point to road rage, despite there being little to no traffic that morning.
That they were tailgating one another, trying to cut one another off. It's just foolishness. There's no logical explanation for why they were driving like that.
Sheriff Sticker says although this is a tragedy that happened on Sunday morning, he says that he hopes commuters will use this as a reminder of what to do on the roadway.
There's no logical explanation why this 17-year-old is potentially losing her life right now over a traffic incident because someone was driving too slow or driving too fast.
Amazing, huh? There is no sanity in anger. Anyone that has anger is insane. You're dumb. You're idiot for being angry. You can live life and deal with issues without anger. Anger is of your father, the devil. It's not. It has nothing to do with love, and it has nothing to do with God. Anyone that has anger, and when I say has anger, because some people are like, I don't have anger, but I get angry. I had someone tell me that yesterday. I don't have anger, but I get angry. How can you get angry if you don't have anger? What the? How can someone bring something out of you that's not in you? If you get angry, dummies, that means you have anger. You are angry. And it can be brought out. Road rage. Does it make sense to get mad in your car driving on the road because someone else is driving slow? Why can't you just pull around them or slow down? Why do you have to be mad and then the wrong decision is made through you? People got, if that story is true, the man got mad, and look what happened. And sometimes people in their car don't even realize you're behind them or they try to make a laugh when they should, and you right there, they didn't know it, and you mad. I was talking to a family member the other day, and he kind of old, and he was driving down the road, and he was getting off the ramp of the freeway, and he needed to make a right, but he got over the lane a little late, and he didn't realize anyone was behind him. And when he stopped at the light, the person behind him got out of their car and came over to his car and said, and this person said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you." And the person that got out of the car said, "Well, I'm glad," something like, "I'm glad you said that. I was about to pop a cap in your ass. They're going to kill the family member." And the family member was just innocent and didn't even know what was going on. "I'm about to pop a cap in your ass." And this family member like, "What are they doing with a gun, Pacha? Why would anyone be carrying a gun around?" Anger. Look what anger has caused you to do to yourself and others. And you believe anger is good. And then when I say, "Why don't you get rid of anger, drop your anger," everybody angry, that's a sign of knowing something's wrong. That's not a good sign. All of Satan's children are angry. One other quick reason why you need to let it go. But do what you want. This is for those who want to let it go. And you can drop anger just like that. You could drop it right now and never have to deal with it again. It would be taken away from you, and you would deal with life without anger. And the angry people won't believe that, because angry people don't believe you can live a life without anger. And so they think just because they're angry, and if you have overcome, they're not going to believe that you have overcome, because they don't believe you can overcome it. They have so identified with anger as them, they don't believe that you can overcome anger, but you can. And you can live a life right here on earth and deal with the issues of life without being mad, without anger. ABC 7. Another reason why letting go is important. And the 26-year-old singer and rapper appeared in a Van Nuys courtroom on 3 felony counts, a battery against a police officer, and a single count on resisting arrest. Watch this from ABC 7.
Rapper Lil Nas X, whose real name is Montero Lamar Hill, pleaded not guilty to the 4 felony charges he's facing. This is him making his first court appearance earlier today.
Hey, what don't up? Be late to the party tonight.
This video posted by TMZ shows the 2-time Grammy Award winner walking around Ventura Boulevard in Studio City last Thursday morning just before 6. He was only wearing underwear and white boots. He was spotted later naked and wandering on the street. The LAPD says when officers approached the rapper, he charged at them.
How's he doing right now?
He's great.
Hill's father, Robert Stafford, talked to reporters after his son's court appearance.
Keep praying for him.
His fans have been giving an outpouring of support. Does that make him feel better, sir?
Oh, absolutely. I'm gonna ride
till I can't no more. Lil Nas X's huge hit Old Town Road exploded onto the Billboard Hot 100 chart, staying at number 1 for 19 weeks. Now, as a condition to being released on bail, Hill is required to attend Narcotics Anonymous meetings 4 times a week or enroll in the treatment program.
I think he senses that people care about him right now.
Amazing. Huh? I had never heard of that boy until my producer explained it to me this morning. But anger. Anger. And then they would say, "Oh, it's the drugs." But if you didn't have the anger, you wouldn't need the drugs. So it's not the drugs' fault, it's the anger fault. You are not overcoming the anger. And so you use drugs or alcohol or whatever to try to make yourself, or guns or whatever, to try to make yourself feel better. It's not the gun. It's the anger that caused you to pick up the gun and use the gun. The gun didn't do anything until you made it do it. The drugs doesn't come to you and just fall on you and fall into your mouth. The anger makes you do it, because anger, anyone that has anger is possessed with demons. All people are possessed with demons until they start to overcome, but most people don't overcome. And I'm told we have cover here before. Oh, yeah, because I remember these boots are made for walking. That's what they're going to do. And if you don't stop, I'm going to walk right over you. Boom, 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 boom. Anger. Get rid of the anger, and you can. You can be free of anger for the rest of your life if you wanted to. The only reason you don't drop your anger, you don't want to. You have identified with it, and you say it's human emotions. Everybody's angry, Jesse. It's human emotion. And my anger is righteous anger. You destroy yourself with other and other with righteous anger? Go figure. So here's my assignment for this week. And by the way, we have a socialist Monday. That's what he said. I think Monday is Labor Day, right? Or Veteran Day? Labor Day. Labor Day, I think. Right, Daniel?
It's boy. Labor Day.
Labor Day. So you got a long weekend. Here's what I highly recommend you do. Two things. Number one, don't react to anger this weekend. Even if anger is screaming, react, 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 react. They just said something bad about you. They just attacked you. They looked at you wrong. They did this to you. React, react, react. Please react. Don't do it. Be aware and don't do it. See what happens. Why don't you just see what happened by not reacting? And then they're going to say, you let them make a fool out of you. You look weak. You did this. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Why don't you, like, give it a try so you can see that it's not you? You're going to see that that nature is not your nature. You call human nature, human emotion. It's not yours. You will see it, but you got to do it so you can see that it's not yours. And one other quick thing. You know how I try to get people to come up on the stage during the church service fellowship? And they're like, no, 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 I'm scared. I'm shy. This weekend, your assignment is being shy or whatever. And if you're around people and the shyness tell you, oh, be quiet, don't say anything, don't talk, talk. Go beyond it. Shock the shyness by talking anyway. And most of you be talking about nothing, you know. So have a nothing talk. And don't go with holding back because the shyness tell you that, oh, they're going to be looking at you. They're going to be doing this. Don't pay that into mind. This weekend, your assignment is don't react to the anger inside of you, no matter how it screams, react. And don't give in to shyness or afraid to speak up or whatever. Just for the weekend. This is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And let me know how it goes. If you're shy in the crowd, you want to say something, but you're scared, say it anyway, just to see. Shock the spirit of shyness or afraid, whatever. All right, your assignment. Now, these assignments are there to help those who want to overcome. If you don't want to, stay in your hell and accuse everybody else for the way you feel. You made me angry. You embarrassed me. You did this. No, they didn't. That was already in you. All that is happening is inside of you, and nobody on the outside of you is to blame. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats, 888-77-JESSE. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and Stretch Off on Peel.net. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Sat before you life and death. Choose life. Thus said the Lord. Why are you choosing death over life? Why not live? Don't you want to, like, aren't you tired of living the way you are? Be tired of it, and then you will overcome it. Why not be free? You can literally be free and have an amazing life. And the miserable people think that you feel what they're feeling, and you're not. The angry people. Anyway, the Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And then after that, a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing discussion with Warren Smith. And Warren is a teacher, volunteer firefighter, and the host of the Warren Smith Secret Scholar Society YouTube channel. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
As a result of this video with the kid, you were fired from the school, right?
They took my computer. They went through everything as if there was some conspiracy.
Wow.
We're all trying to reach for objective truth. That's what knowledge is. That spirit that can be unlocked in us indicates there's something higher.
So you are Christians. Do you know God?
When you can quiet your ego in the pursuit of wisdom, you can hear that voice ingrained within you. This is the most interesting interview I've had. This has been a pleasure.
Amazing. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after that, right after that, the American Anchor Baby at 12 Pacific time. And he's flying. Are you flying today? He's flying high. Not off fentanyl, but off natural. Taken to the sky off a natural high. Amazing. At 12 noon. And check out Punchy's TV. It was an amazing episode this week. Punchy's TV. And then last but not least, Sunday morning service at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30 p.m. Pacific time. And the meeting started at 11. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. You don't want it. For all are invited. I gotta show you this, folks. Then I'm gonna get to your calls about anger and it's just insane. I want to know, what do you see wrong with this, or do you see anything wrong with it? From WXYZ TV. We're digging into a dispute between a retired Detroit police detective and a Livonia resident after an encounter inside a condo complex left both men pointing the finger. Watch this.
Some stories are difficult to tell, especially when they touch on alleged intimidation and racial profiling. Well, the world remembers the tragedy of Trayvon Martin, a young boy shot and killed while walking through a neighborhood carrying nothing more than a bag of Skittles. Tonight, 7 News Detroit anchor Carolyn Clifford is digging into a dispute between a retired police detective from Detroit and a Livonia resident.
Marcellus Ball spent 35 years with the Detroit Police Department, retiring as a detective, honored at the White House. But earlier this year, while searching for a condo in Livonia, he says he faced something he never expected.
Get out of my face.
This is a private
street. I know what it is.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
If you knew, you wouldn't be here.
I'm in law enforcement, so I know what I'm doing.
Law enforcement. Yes. I see your badge.
Ball says 51-year-old Edward Dombrowski confronted him, questioning why he was there.
Basically, it was racial profiling me. And he was telling me, what was I doing over here? You don't live here. We don't want you here.
Get out of here.
No.
Get your car out of here.
Feeling uneasy, the retired police officer started recording. Watch this.
Feeling uneasy, Ball began recording. He says Dombrowski had a knife in his pocket.
Right through here where I could see it.
Something confirmed on a 911 call. By the time police arrived, Dombrowski had walked away and Ball was told to leave. Later, police asked Ball if he wanted to press charges, but without a name, he posted the video online. It quickly drew hundreds of responses.
Get out. You can't case our neighborhood then.
Goodbye.
It's not for sale.
Goodbye.
Not for sale.
Goodbye.
When we met Ball back at the complex for an interview, Dombrowski walked right up. When we asked Dombrowski why he confronted Ball, his answer pointed to suspicion.
Why would you feel so hostile towards someone like Marcellus Ball pulling up into your condo complex?
Well, Marcellus didn't have a very cogent story to offer me about his presence here with his Volvo.
Dombrowski admits he always carries a knife but denies showing it to Ball. Still, he acknowledges confronting others before, including an African-American food delivery driver.
And you confronted him?
Yeah, I did. It was at 2 in the morning.
Amazing. And last but not least, a Wayne County prosecutor charged a resident with disorderly person and disturbing the peace. What's this?
And you have an association, right?
Mm-hmm.
The association, are they okay confronting people?
They're absolutely blindsided by Marcellus.
We reached out to the Villas Condo Association. By email, they told us Dombrowski has no authority to confront anyone. The Wayne County prosecutor charged him with disorderly person and disturbing the peace.
If this is true, anger didn't provoke you to go up to that man and say the things you did and try to keep him out of your neighborhood. That wasn't anger, that was racism.
For Ball, justice is simple.
Has justice been served yet?
It's on the way. Justice is a process, and this is just part of the process.
Amazing. Why didn't the black guy just say, you know what? I understand. I understand, Mr. White Man, how you feel, especially knowing the way blacks are. I wouldn't want to be in my community either. That's why I'm black and I'm looking for a home in a white community. I don't want to move in a black community. Why didn't the black man just say that? He know what that man's talking about, especially if he's, quote-unquote, a police officer. And what's wrong, especially nowadays, with looking out for your community? Especially when blacks move in, they bring violence. They bring nothing but trouble, and they destroy the community. What was wrong with that hate?
Everything was wrong with that. So that guy, he was saying, you don't get to case the neighborhood. He's looking out for, because these people, including delivery drivers, they seem like they're some of them, look
how do
to
you
case.
Know they're real, you know?
Right.
They could be pretending like they're
even if they're
police.
Real drivers, yeah. They could be casing these nicer neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
And so he doesn't know, and he's looking, and he doesn't need authority. He's a free American.
<That's>
he's supposed
right.
to be able to say, what are you doing here? Get out of here.
If I look out my window and I see some black person driving up and down, and I'm like, oh, Lord, a black.
Right.
Because I had no trouble right behind them.
That's crazy. And the stupid judge calling that not anger. That's racism.
He's white.
That's ridiculous.
He's white. That's what white people do. They help destroy themselves.
Yeah.
They help destroy themselves.
They said he had no authority to do that. Of course he had authority to do it.
That's his home area.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what are you about to say? Because of what reason? The authority?
Oh, because it's his freedom of speech.
Absolutely.
You have to, especially now, there's all kinds of break-ins and stuff. And that was ridiculous, by the way, how the reporter opened up the story talking about Trayvon Martin. Killed while walking. He was killed while beating some guy, trying to beat him to death.
They opened up like that to build emotions.
Yeah.
That's why they did that.
Lying.
Yeah.
Dishonest.
To build emotion, keep people angry and divided so that they can keep a job, so they have some bad news to report.
They're throwing around this disorderly conduct thing a lot. They tried to do that with that gal who said the N-word. So anytime a white says something that the black doesn't like, or the POC liberals and the anti-racist whites don't like, they'll charge you.
I bet you had that been a white man case looking around at a black community, and the black people said, get away, get away, get away. You're trying to gentrify us. It would not have been any problems at all.
Yeah.
A black can gentrify. I don't want you to gentrify them. One last quick one. I don't see the racism in this incident either, where from the New York Times, Yelena Ostapino appeared to tell Taylor Towson that she has no education after losing the American 7-5 and 6-1 in the second round of the U.S. Open on Wednesday. Watch this from X.
She told me that I have no education, no class, and to see what happens if we play each other outside of the U.S. And I said, you know, I'm excited. Bring it. So whether it had racial undertones or not, that's something that she could speak on. But also, you know, that has been a stigma in our community of, you know, being not educated and all the things when it's the furthest thing from the truth. And the thing that I'm the most proud of is that I let my racket talk. She's packed up and she's gone. I'm here.
And here's some of the white tennis player response to the from Instagram.
Correct. Yelena responded here. It reads, wow, how many messages I received that I am a racist. I was never racist in my life, and I respect all nations of people in the world. For me, it doesn't matter where you come from. There are some rules in tennis, and unfortunately, when the crowd is with you, you can't use it in a disrespectful way to your opponent. Unfortunately for me, coming from such a small country, I don't have that huge support and a chance to play in homeland. I always love to play in the U.S. and U.S. Open, but this is the first time someone is approaching the match in this disrespectful way.
Amazing. Where's the racism in that? The two angry females. Where's the racism? Where?
In the black girl.
In the black girl?
Yeah, in the black girl. and the people all talking like that. Because that's a foreign phrase to say you have no education, meaning you don't know how to act. That's what that means.
Amazing.
And by the way, about that black cop, black cops are a problem. You've talked with black cops before, and all they ever do is cry racism. They're not, they're not objective.
A black guy in the comment section of the video said he ain't even got enough money for an attorney. And his court appointed attorney was black.
Referring to the guy who said, get out of here?
Yeah. I don't know how true that is, but that's what they were saying.
And he loves it.
Yeah. Amazing. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle, folks. It has nothing to do with... Yeah.
One more thing about this women's sports thing.
Yeah.
In tennis.
Those ladies look like they're too fat to play tennis.
I know.
Both of them.
In tennis, you're supposed to.
I didn't know you'd be that fat with tennis.
I know. But
unless you're just out there playing and not professional.
They're high level, I guess. I don't know. But in tennis, you're supposed to be classy. You're not supposed to be disrespectful.
Yeah.
But I like having disrespect in sports. This is why I like men's sports. I mean, maybe in tennis, men's tennis, you're not supposed to be disrespectful too. You're supposed to be classy, and golf too. But anyway, it's crazy, these women.
Amazing.
She was right, though.
What?
The black guy apparently had no class. And the cop had no class either. He was posted it on the internet. What a jerk. Very immature. Sorry.
What a mess. Let me go to Florida and talk to... I don't see the racism there. There's no such thing as racism, probably. So that's probably why I see two females arguing. Let me go to Florida, talk to Rodrigo. Rodrigo, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you doing?
All is well.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, amazing. Happy Men's History Month.
Thank you. You as well. Thank you. Thank you for starting.
Yeah, speak up a little bit.
Yes. My question, Jesse, is if Jesus wasn't God, which I'm not sure what I believe on that, but if he wasn't God, how is it that his sacrifice alone was enough to atone for everybody else?
Because the Father made it so. He sent the Son so that can happen.
And why was it necessary then for Jesus
to... Yeah, because Jesus had not done anything wrong. He had not, quote-unquote, sinned. He had no sin, and Satan didn't deserve to take him into hell.
So Jesus sort of broke the system.
Yes.
Nice.
Because when Satan took an innocent man into hell, he broke the power that death had over the human beings.
Nice.
Jesus did.
And was another question that comes up is, if we can simply forgive right now in our lives, we can simply forgive without Jesus really having to do anything with it, and then we are forgiven, why was Jesus necessary 2,000 years ago?
Repeat that.
If we right now today, we can forgive and be forgiven without Jesus in the middle, why was he necessary in the past?
But if it wasn't for Jesus, you would not be able to forgive and be free because you were owned by Satan. And the reason he owned you because you were guilty.
Right. So we only have that passageway to forgive and be forgiven that easily because Jesus already broke that system.
Right. God brought us back. And he washed away all of our sins. He washed away all of the guilt. And we are now free. And Satan has no reason to own us except that you believe him and let him own you. Whenever you believe your thought, you're believing Satan. So you're allowing Satan to control you and own you.
Just that brings to mind another question, if possible. I don't think I've heard you talk about this, so I want to know what your thoughts are. But... What about forgiving the devil himself?
you shouldn't hate the devil. You don't agree with him, but don't hate him. Otherwise, you will stay in the hatred that you already have.
Right.
And when you don't agree with him, that is what makes you free. Anytime you have anger or you hate someone or yourself, you and evil become one. You become like what you hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
But because you don't hate the devil, that doesn't mean you agree with the devil.
Right. You just forgive him. The same way you can forgive your mother and still see that she is doing wrong things.
Right, and you know evil is evil.
Right.
Yeah.
But what was that, the unforgivable sin that Jesus mentioned about the Holy Spirit? What does that mean?
I believe is if you deny the teacher, and most people deny the teacher within, and they go and they trust other people rather than trusting the teacher within themselves. We all
right.
have,
that, yeah.
No one is smarter than you because you already have a teacher in you.
Yeah,
and so,
totally.
And if somebody, if another person really loved you, they will point you back to the teacher within and not set themselves up to be your teacher, but
right.
speak in a way that they can point you back to the teacher if you want the teacher, which is the Holy Spirit. And he will teach you all things.
Then at what point does it become unforgivable? Because I know I have...
Well, if you notice, all human beings who are not being taught from within, they are living in hell because they have not realized and forgiven, so they are living in hell. And God will forgive them when they realize they're wrong.
But then why is it unforgivable if it can be forgiven afterwards?
What?
You know? Because Jesus, he says there's only one sin that is not forgivable, that is unforgivable, and that is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. That's really scary to hear.
Why?
Right? Because I don't even know what that is. Whatever it is, I'm sure I've done it. I am sure I've done it, whatever it is.
And who are, when you say I, who are you talking about? Who are you?
Well, I mean, you know, the
who
body.
Who are you?
I have no idea, Jesse. I've
well, then, well, how do you say I am afraid of it? And I have done that. Who are you talking
right.
about?
Right, yeah.
No, those are questions.
I'm talking about in my body, you know. In
you
the,
have
in...
never done anything wrong.
Right.
Do you know that?
I've heard that, and it makes sense. I can understand
so then,
the logic.
Why are you afraid then?
Because, if Jesus says that there must, you know, he acknowledges that sin exists. So.
Well, why are you afraid if you have never done anything wrong? How can you be afraid about that?
Yeah, that makes sense. If I've
no,
not done anything
question.
Wrong, I can't be afraid. Because I feel like, I mean, I can think back to the past. Think, right? Hint already, but I think back to the past and I can see that I have known things. I have known the right thing and the wrong thing, and I have still chosen to do the wrong thing.
But you can't think back to the past because the past doesn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. So what does that mean, actually, for if everything is only now, what does that actually even mean?
What? What does what mean?
If it's only the now exists.
Right. Everything is an illusion.
Yeah.
And if you notice, whenever you live in your thought, you live in an illusion. You think about the past that doesn't exist.
Yep.
You
and
think about the future that doesn't exist.
Yep.
You think about all that stuff is an illusion. But when
so
you don't
actually...
live in your imagination, you only live in the present, and you know
mm-hmm.
there's no such thing as a past. Because you can't see a past. You
right.
only see illusion right. of a past because you live in your imagination and you believe the demons who are telling you that there is a past.
Yeah. The past is so fake that as you grow up, sometimes you remember it differently. Other
and
people
it's
have
not
a different...
even you remembering
yeah.
it. It's evil spirits reminding you to
right.
make you think that there is a past so they can control you. But I got to run, Kenny. Rodrigo, Kenny. Rodrigo, I gotta run.
Yes.
Call me again.
All right, Jesse. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Super chat. Jim in Alaska on punchy.tv. No work balance with my business. I just did what needed to be done and was in front of me. Shrug.
I rest my case.
Sometimes you get 7 hours of sleep. Other times you get 5 to 7.
I rest my case. Uh-huh. Amazing point. Thank you.
John, no message. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Cheddar Bob, men's history moment. Shout out Nick Fuentes, another white man who's not afraid of the blacks.
I rest my case.
That's right.
Thank you.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Abortion kills more than war, disaster, disease put together. They don't call abortion death, so it doesn't show in the numbers. Every year, according to the WHO, World Health Organization, 73 million babies killed in the womb, 20,000 a day. Witnessing the largest genocide in the history of mankind. No love in human beings. What the? Love y'all.
It's definitely a genocide upon the baby, the unborn children. Thank you.
Todd says, wife wants to invite a queer couple over for Labor Day. Thoughts?
That's up to you. You're the husband.
You're the man.
That's right. You decide how that should go. Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, why do such and such things taste so good?
I don't know. I don't know what such and such things are.
Well, he says boogers. Uncle Ruckus says, everybody want to be trans till it's time to snip. Lin Yen Chen says, thank you, Uncle Ruckus, man. Very supportive. You don't get angry. Anger stabs you. Hake, help Tracy Lee Peterson learn syntax.
Oh,
says Lin Yen Chen.
Thank you.
Blacks pop a cap, whites pop a top, says Uncle Ruckus.
Thank you.
He says all the kids loved Old Town Road, so the industry made him LGBT to persuade kids to be LGBT. Hollywood is evil.
It's about the children, they say. The children. Thank you.
Scratching and surviving good times, Bill Cosby. Either we funking or I'm funking.
Good time never felt so good. Thank you.
Guys in jail lick Skittles and use them as makeup, he claims. Uncle Ruckus, never heard that. You know too much, man.
You been in jail or something? What the?
Innuts. No message. No message from Innuts.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill West, Games for Rec, Groovy Monkey, Kid Combo, and the rest of the D-Live crew, as always.
Thank you.
And let me double check over on Pilled and Rumble and Cash App. Thank you, all you Rumble supporters, you monthly subscribers, and YouTube monthly subscribers. I think. Oh no, Nick L says, morning, Jesse. I just have a strong work ethic, not work-life balance. At 10, I complained about my $1 allowance. Dad gave me a lawnmower saying, workers eat, beggars don't. By 18, I had 100 lawns thanks to his lesson.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, you can say GD, but you can't say holy cow, dung, etc.
Amazing. Thank you.
And now I do believe that that may be all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Kenny from Ohio. William from California. Brady, Arizona. Rick from Virginia. I am out of time. I don't know where we're. And have an amazing weekend, y'all. Long weekend for a lot of folks. We'll be here on Monday if the Lord is willing. And the Creek Door. And I'll see you on Sunday at the Fellowship at 11 a.m. Doors open at 10:30. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Bye, y'all. Hate coming up now.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I noticed after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a 5-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. So, but the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So, thank you all so, so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.